I see everyone who criticizes me as friendly and their criticism well-intentioned. I encourage them as an ally. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, with Thought for Today. I see everyone who criticizes me as friendly and their criticism well-intentioned. I encourage them as an ally. Can we say this readily and easily? When people criticize us, we immediately get our dander up and we want to protect ourselves and we want to say, hey, that's not so, that's not so. You cannot say those things about me. You are terrible to say those things about me. Don't do that, don't do that, don't do that. And really, they're but our reflection. They're saying, hey, this is what I would like to be more in charge of in my life. I would like to have a better control over this. I would like to be the master of my thoughts, the master of my attitudes, the master of my experiences. So if someone criticizes me, it is not because they don't like me. It is not because they want to hurt me or do anything against me. They're merely saying, hey, look at this aspect of what you're doing and think about it and think, is that what you really want to express? Is that what you really want to be? You see, our world is our creation. No matter how we look at it or not, our world is our creation. And as our creation, our world is totally responsible for every thought that we experience in our world. Every thought we experience in our mind, every thought we experience, whatever we're doing, is totally our decision, totally our choice of whatever is going on. Now, it takes a big person to recognize that and accept that and not be uptight with that, but it is something that has to be acknowledged. It's something that has to be made aware of, because if we don't, what we're doing is we are just barking up the wrong tree. We're getting unhappy about nothing. We're getting unhappy about our life because that's the way we are. Now, if someone says to you, hey, I don't really like your attitude. You're acting as though everybody else is against you, and we're not. We're all for you. But why do you do these things? Why do you wear these strange clothes? Why do you have these strange attitudes? Why do you try to be different from everybody else? You try to be different from everybody else because you want to be noticed, because you want to have people look at you and make opinions about you. If you didn't, you would dress like everybody else. You would act like everybody else. You would be like everybody else. And of course, you'd be quite uninteresting in that state of consciousness, too. But I see everyone who criticizes me as a friendly, and their criticism well-intentioned. I encourage them as an ally. Why? Why do we encourage them as an ally? Why do we want them to be our friend? Why do we want them to be on our side? Well, we don't really want them to be on our side. We now are being noticed. When people criticize us, we are being noticed. And are we being noticed for what we want to be noticed? That's the big question. Are we being noticed because of our wisdom? Are we being noticed because of our genius? It reminds me of the stories about Einstein. Einstein forgot to put his shoes on one day when he went to teach. He forgot to put his pants on one day when he went to teach. He forgot to do all sorts of things that were silly things, and his wife would remind him, sweetheart, put your pants on, you're going to school now. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. His mind was off on a million tangents. Now, was Einstein an evil man going to school without his pants on to go and distress the students, or was he in his other attitude? He was not caring or interested in his clothing at all. Now you see, that becomes a habit. Yes, that becomes a habit. But anytime you do anything to disturb the habit while you're in the process of doing the habit, you can forget it. You can be brushing your teeth and you can set the toothbrush down, or you can even have the toothbrush in your hand, and the thought comes to you. Let's see. Ah, yes, that new musical composition that I'm working on is so beautiful. And with the toothbrush in your hand, you go and sit at the piano and you start drumming out the piece that you're thinking about in your consciousness. Or if you're thinking, oh, hey, I forgot to put away the tools on my desk, on my bench in the garage. I better go do that right now. And so here you are in your pajamas, and you have your toothbrush in your hand, and you go out and you start working with the tools. You set the toothbrush down on the counter in your garage, on your work desk, on your workshop counter, and you start rearranging the tools. And your wife or friend come out and say, "Hey, what's this here? What are you doing in your pajamas out here in the shop working at this time of day?" And you say, "Oh, yeah, my goodness. The thought went through my mind to do it, and I went to do it." Well, you see, people who are one-pointed, so very, very one-pointed, sometimes forget that they do things that give the wrong impression of what they're doing. It gives the wrong idea to the world of what they're doing. This is why we have to always be so thoroughly one-pointed on what activity we're doing. An activity that we are doing is being a human. And being a human, you have to eat your meals, you have to go to the bathroom, you have to brush your teeth, you have to take your shower, you have to dress, you have to have your routine that you go through every day. Being a human being, you have your routine, and if you spoil your routine at any time, then you're not doing very well. You're not accomplishing what you want. But people criticize you when they see you off your routine, when they see you off of your program, and perhaps that's really what it is. When people see you doing something that is contrary to what they normally expect from you, then they criticize you. Or they say, "You could have done that better." And by saying you could have done that better, they're saying that they recognize in you a genius. They recognize in you a magnificence. And it is up to you to start living that magnificence that you project to others to recognize in you. You may go to school. This is a very common experience. And the teacher in school says, "Hey, you're not doing your best. You're not turning in your papers. You're not applying yourself. You're not paying attention in class. You're not doing your homework." Well, now, that's an obvious truism. The student is not. And the teacher says, "You are not." Now, if the teacher were a true psychologist, a true positive thinking person, the teacher would take the student aside and say, "Hey, Freddie, you are a bright boy. I am always so excited whenever I see you thinking about an idea because you give it your total attention. And as you give it your total attention, you come up with some most amazing thoughts." And Freddie looks at the teacher and says, "My God, I thought the teacher hated me. I thought the teacher was on my back all the time because the teacher didn't like me." Maybe the teacher is looking at me and thinking good thoughts. And then the teacher says, "You know, Freddie, in life, we need to build up tools that we're going to use to accomplish what we want to accomplish. Now, you love basketball, and you go out and you practice on the court for hours and hours, and you think nothing of it. You just have a great time because you really enjoy it. And you are an excellent basketball player. You are wanted on the team. You are wanted by your teammates. You're wanted by the coach. You're wanted by everybody who plays because you are one-pointed and directed in the way you go. And everyone says, 'Ray, Ray, Ray, there goes Freddie. Freddie the Great, Freddie the Great, Freddie the Great.' And you like that, and you're good about it. Now, okay, let's think about this. You are going to go through life, and you'd like to be able to speak properly. So you're learning the English language, learning it mostly by listening to other people speak it and listening to how we speak it here at school in the proper way. And you would like to be able to add up your checkbook when you go to your sporting events and you are playing there and they give you these wonderful sums of money. You'd like to know what's in your checkbook and what's in your stocks and bonds accounts and how much you got. And you see, the smarter you are with your mathematical figures, the quicker you are. People will present something to you and say, "Say, Freddie, I have a buy for you that would really be great. You could make yourself a mint off of them. You could make 17% on your $6,000 investment. It's a simple thing. Would you like to do it?" 17% on $6,000 is 17 times 6,000, and you see, and then you come up with that, and then you bring the decimal over two places, and you say, oh, that's 17%, that's pretty good. Okay, yes, I'd like that. But you see, in your mind is so alert because you have trained it when you're in school. And that's what school is all about. School prepares you to go into life, to be a fantastic person, to be able to think quickly on your feet and act quickly and take advantage of wonderful opportunities that come along. And if you say, sweetheart, would you like to marry me? And she'll think, blubberpuss, my goodness sakes. You're a handsome boy, you're the captain of the basketball team, and you're good in management of money, you're fantastic, you're just wonderful, but you can't talk. You have no language. You can't write. The note you sent to me is all misspelled, and the capital and lowercase letters are completely ignored, and so forth. I don't know. You know, do I want to associate with someone who is good in certain areas but cannot communicate with their minds? And so you want to learn how to speak and how to write and how to put down your thoughts, because you have a brilliant mind, Freddie. I've seen some of the things that you have been talking to other people about, and you can talk about space, you can talk about computers, you can talk about all this stuff. You're so great, Freddie. You're so wonderful. Now, what do you think is going to happen to Freddie? Freddie is not instantly going to become a good student, but Freddie is going to turn his attention to that inner awareness, and he's going to say, yes, 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 I love life. And then the criticism that Freddie will have, hey, Freddie, you are so smart. Freddie, oh, Freddie, will you help me with this problem? Freddie, will you show me how to use the proper syntax on my word here? Would you show me how to write a piece of poetry, Freddie? Would you show me poetry, Freddie, basketball star? No, poetry, Freddie, the genius. Poetry, Freddie, in every area. Poetry, mathematics, sports, physics, English. Wow, yes. You see, when people criticize us, it's meant as a friendly gesture. And let's have people criticize us on our genius and on our ability to be all that we can be. And the only way they're going to criticize us on our genius is if we start recognizing that we are a genius and that we can in every way express and explain ourselves in a manner in which the world looks at us and says, wow, yes, I don't agree with everything they do, but they sure do things well. Now, two, isn't it? An ambassador isn't always a good ambassador all the time. He does his best. But he's not all things for all people. He is quality. He is sincerity. You know he's for his country, and he's for the best interests of the world. So, you see, maybe that's how we have to be a little bit. We have to be who we are, what the best interest for our world is, and for where we stand. I see everyone who criticizes me as friendly, and their criticism well-intoned, well-intentioned. I encourage them as an ally. Think about that. I see everyone who sees what I do and responds to it as a person who is friendly to me, and their response is for my highest and best. And I encourage them as a very special friend in my world. That's the way we can do it. And that's the way we should do it, if should is the right word there. That's the way we can do it. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.